Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Coming up at the end of January, a brand new production of a beloved Broadway hit, The Phantom of the Opera, which has been on Broadway for a record-shattering 27 years. My guest this afternoon is Seth Sklar-Hein, who is the associate director of this new production, which was conceived by Cameron McIntosh. He joins me on the phone from New York. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So there are a few things in the original production that have been retained in this new production, but a bunch of stuff that's different. What's new for folks who've already seen Phantom but who want to come back and see it again?
The biggest thing people will notice when they come into the theater is the physical design of the show. That's really the great change in terms of new versus old. Essentially, we set out to satisfy and yet exceed memories of the show and the physical world people came to know in Maria Bjornson's original designs. And a wonderful new designer who's worked a lot around the world named Paul Brown came on board with Cameron's help to conceive of a new dimensional space for us to inhabit. A lot of audiences will remember a black void, if you will, that pieces and objects come in and out of in various times throughout the performance. Now we try to take audiences back to the Paris Opera House and show them the walls of the theater, the space backstage, the office for the managers, the journey to the lair, in a more realistic and yet still theatrical way.
You have been involved with some of the biggest shows ever to hit Broadway. You worked on Evita, Little Night Music. What do you think it is about Phantom? I mean, 27 years. What is it about this show that resonates with so many literally generations of theatergoers?
We talk about it a lot because people try to understand how the phenomenon has come to be. I think at the root of it is something that's very universal. Andrew Lloyd Webber's lush, sweeping melodies, orchestrations, that really works as sort of the ground floor on which the production is built. And it doesn't matter where you come from. The music is something you can understand. The music speaks for itself and truly conveys the elements of the story that we want to share. I mean, there's escapism, there's romance. I would argue there's danger at times, both for the actors as well as for the characters within the story. And really the heart of the piece is the love triangle between this heroic figure, Raoul, Christine, the ingenue, who's intrigued and open and willing to experience so many different things in her life. And then, of course, the Phantom, who is this tragic hero who lives alone and is trying to connect or reconnect with the world that shunned him at some point. And with that love triangle heightened that much more in this new production, I think audiences are able to experience the extremes between the glory and the tragedy.
Seth Sklar-Hein is the associate director of The Phantom of the Opera, which comes to Baltimore in a brand new production for 16 performances beginning January 27th. Mr. Sklar-Hein, thanks so much for your time, and we look forward to the new show.
Thank you.
And this reminder of a special one-night-only engagement at the Hippodrome tomorrow night, Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam Unleashed, features the co-hosts of the Emmy-nominated Discovery series Mythbusters, Jamie Hyneman and Adam Savage. They'll be at the Hippodrome in the Bromo tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Check out our website, wypr.org/inthebromo, for a link to more information about these and all the shows this season at the Hippodrome. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 881 WYPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving.